It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and I'm really excited that you've tuned into episode 3 with me. Thanks for hanging in there. Today, we're going to talk about a not-so-fun topic, and that is tough conversations, the art of inspiring while you correct. If you've been in management for a while, you know that at some point, you're going to have one of those coaching moments with a team member who has done something to disappoint you. So even if you've listened to our first two episodes, and you've made a great hire, and you've trained them strategically, they're still human, and all humans make mistakes. The important thing is how we react to those mistakes. Do not react out of emotion. Yes, I know sometimes that's hard, depending on what particular policy or expectation was broken. However, going into a tough conversation or a correction moment with a team member with your emotions high can only cause more problems. So first, take a step back, take a deep breath, and think about what particular policy or expectation was broken and how that affects the business in a negative manner. That's what I want you to stay focused on when you go into this conversation. Why is it important for this team member to follow policy? You want to make sure you control your emotions in a professional setting. Business is business, after all, and what's important is what's best for our business. Controlling your emotions during things like this is called emotional intelligence, and that's something we'll talk about in a later episode. Once emotions are out of it and we're thinking about how this particular broken expectation has affected our business, I want you to ask yourself a few questions before you go into this conversation with your team member. Ask yourself, did I set clear expectations? Your team can't follow a rule they don't even know about. So have we clearly communicated what we expect from them? The second question I like to ask is, did I train them on this process properly? Did I go through the Tell, Show, Do coaching model? Do they know how to complete this particular task or procedure? It could simply be lack of training or understanding on this process. The third question that I like to ask myself is, did I provide them with all the tools needed to be successful? This could be something as simple as material things, or programming, or supplies needed. And then the last thing I ask myself before I go into a tough conversation is, as their leader, could I have done more to avoid this situation? You know, it's really hard when someone else has disappointed us for us to turn that inward and look at ourselves. But we have to do that because we're their leader. We're the one that's supposed to set the expectation. We're the one that they're supposed to look up to. So I have to ask myself, did I fail my team? And if I did, I have to take ownership. I need to correct it now. And I have to decide to do better moving forward. And we'll make a commitment to them during the conversation. So once my emotions are under control and I've looked inwardly, now I'm ready to have the tough conversation with my team or team member. Prepare yourself because once you bring up the particular topic that you'll be discussing with your team member, you want to be prepared for their reaction. Some individuals take correction very hard or personal. They may get defensive. They may provide a lot of excuses. And they may want to place blame on anybody else but themselves. Try not to get frustrated, stay calm, and understand that this conversation is clearly uncomfortable for them. Make sure that you listen and commit to address any factors outside of their control. But also make sure that you stay focused on their particular contribution to the issue. Once the issue's out on the table, I'm going to give you a 6-step process that's going to set the standard straight and also inspire your team member through the process. The last thing you want from these tough conversations is for your team member to feel completely defeated and to give up. That's not what we want. This is a coaching opportunity, and we actually want to build our team member up during this process. They need to understand that we're here to help them, and we want them to be successful in their role. There's a way to protect your business and also protect the success of your team, both as a group and individually. So let's talk about how you do that. Step one is to reset expectations. Let them know what they've done wrong and tell them what the expectation is. Be very, very clear here. And something special that I want you to do is explain why this is an expectation. How does this particular rule or process affect the business if you do not follow it appropriately? The why is so powerful. And I make it a point to never ask my team to do something, especially when I know that they're not going to enjoy it, unless I explain why they're doing it, the importance of it. The second step is to confirm their understanding. Make sure they understand the why. When someone understands why they're doing something, they're more likely to commit to doing it, which is actually step number three. Confirm their understanding and then get that commitment. And if they understand the why, this shouldn't be an issue. Have them agree to follow the process moving forward. The fourth step is your commitment to them. Explain how you're going to support them along the way and let them know that you're going to follow up on their progress. You want your team member to understand that this expectation is not just a conversation that's going to come and go. This is going to hold firm, but you also want to make sure that they understand that you're here to support them and you want them to be successful. That's why you're doing this. The fifth step is to coach or train. If you found during this conversation that there's an area in which they were not properly trained or prepared to follow this process or to follow this expectation, you need to coach and train that process right now. I like to say, stop, drop, and train. Be sure to follow the coaching model here. Tell them what the expectation is, show them how it's done, and make sure you have them repeat it back so you can confirm their understanding. The sixth step, the last step, and the most important step is to end on a positive. It's always hard for someone to get negative feedback. So we need to make sure that we take this opportunity to re-inspire our team member. Tell them what their attributes are. Explain their value to the team and to the business. Let them know that you didn't have this conversation because they're a bad person. You had this conversation because you want them to be successful, because you know their potential, and you want to nurture that. This will help to re-inspire them. Even if it's not something that they want to hear and they had to get some tough feedback, if they feel like their manager, their leader truly cares about their success and still thinks, despite their mistake, that they're a value and an asset to the team, they're going to want to go out there and make you proud. Too many times, I think we have turnover that's unnecessary, or we lose team members that we could have saved had we had these tough conversations the right way. Everybody's human, and they're going to make mistakes, and we have to remember why we hired this person and remember what their value is to the team so that we can make sure that we do everything possible as their manager or leader to make them successful. Never write off anyone so quickly. You are human too, just like anyone else, and being a leader doesn't exempt you from making mistakes either. So think of a time when you made a mistake. Think about how you felt. Hopefully you had a leader that supported you through that. And if you didn't, be that leader for your team. Because sometimes the best lessons are learned through our mistakes. Follow these steps and watch them grow through the process. So as a reminder, step one, reset expectations. Step two, confirm their understanding. Step three, get their commitment. Step four, you commit to them. Step five, coach or train. And step six, end on a positive. If you follow all of these steps and they still continue to make the same mistake, then you know it's intentional, and that'll be a different conversation. But never jump to conclusions so quickly, and you'll be surprised that you can actually positively affect your team through tough conversations. Just like through our physical training, where those tough sessions are where we actually get the strongest, you'll find that the tough conversations is where some of your team members will grow the most. So I want to encourage you not to avoid them. Tough conversations may not be your favorite part of being a manager, but with a strategy and a plan, we can make this necessary task a whole lot easier and more effective. Thanks for joining me today, guys. Be sure to leave your feedback for me or let me know topics you'd like to hear in future episodes. As always, I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.